Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti with Angelo Acerbi.
Hello.
From the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and we're honored to welcome Matt Dillon, who is here because he's our Fred the Word Venice 2020. Thank you so much for accepting our award.
Thank you. I'm very honored that you've given me this award. It's very beautiful. In this blue box. Very nice.
And you have your own microphone now, so one of us.
Yes. Yes.
You can help us in the future. If I need some new correspondent, we're going to call you. Well, I can read you the reasons why Fred wanted to award you with the Fred Award Venice 2020. A multifaceted artist, actor, director, painter, and music lover, Mr. Dillon is an inspirational and versatile interpreter whose range goes from blockbusters to indie films without any genre limitation. He often chooses inconvenient roles, showing uncommon autonomy and determination. Fred appreciates in particular the plurality of languages and the eclecticism of these artistical choices, which he has always pursued with consistency and authenticity. That's it. So this is you for
very
us.
Very nice. None of it's true, but very, no. Very nice. No, it was very nice. Thank you.
So let's start from the plurality of languages, because you're here as a juror as well, but you're about to present your second film as a director, a documentary, too, in San Sebastian Film Festival, a film that I remember you telling that it's very personal. It's a film of your life about Francisco Fellow, who was also and became your friend.
Yeah, it's funny. It's my second film, and it's very different than the first film I did, which was more of a fictional story, somewhat of a crime drama with a lot of intrigue. That film was a film that I wanted to kind of tell a fable, you know, a kind of a story. And, you know, I wanted to make a film which would be the type of film I would have wanted to have been in, say, like the director Carol Reed did, like The Third Man, you know. So I wanted to do a film that had this kind of Graham Greene atmosphere. This film is just a documentary that that is a long time in the making, because it started back in 1999. I mean, I filmed the making of a record by this great Cuban showman who was like an incredible performer, singer, who was at that point 77 years old and had not made a record in 20 years. So he was kind of a forgotten figure, and he was exiled, living in Mexico City for many years, but he was Cuban. He was one of the real innovators in the music in the 50s, and was a scat singer in the style of Ella Fitzgerald, etc. So I had encouraged a friend of mine to find this guy in Mexico and make a record, and he did. And then I came along with a camera and filmed the making of the record. You know, my experience with him was that he had no idea who I was. He saw me there, and he thought I was one of the cable wranglers helping the video crew, you know. And then people were like, no, he's actually a big fan of your music, and he's actually an actor. He's a famous actor. And he started to develop these kind of, these ideas that he was going to have this renewed interest in his career, and which was, he deserved that because he was great and he was unrecognized. He had written so many great songs back in the 50s, but didn't really become a star or an artist until he got to Mexico City. So Mexico City back in the 50s was an epicenter of creative life in Latin America. It was the place where if you wanted to become an actor, a director, if you were a musician, if you wanted that work, the film industry was there. And so people were going there. And so that's how he ended up there. And so this movie is, on one hand, it's a personal story with my relationship with him and his ideas and expectations, his timeline, his life, his legacy, and also a window into the past, into the history of that music, which is fascinating for me, you know. So that's the kind of film it is. It's not like a verite type of a documentary. I mean, there are elements of that, but it's listen, when I see a documentary, I want to learn something. That's how I feel about documentaries. That's what's important for me. So I'm very excited about it. I'm very proud of it, obviously.
I wanted to ask you a question about your acting career. Just leaving aside the director one for a while. You always, made choices that were not very easy. You never went for the easy roles. Mm-hmm. One example is the last film you did, The House of Jack, Bilbo, Lazarus, and Trio, which was a very controversial film with a very controversial role. So what are you looking for as an actor when you scout for films or when you are offered films?
You know, when you're an actor, you're really a gun for hire. You know what I mean? It's a different job in a way, you know. So I think when I was younger, I used to feel I was responsible for every movie, whether it was a success or not. And I realized at a certain point, the actors are the most people in the movie are what the movie's about, usually. So it's very important that the medium of filmmaking is a director's medium.
Yeah.
So the thing I look to do is to work with the best directors I can, because that's best chance you have delivering a great performance. So, for example, when I worked with Lars von Trier, he asked of me that I trust him, even though it was a very difficult part. So it's a paradoxical thing, because on one hand, I have a lot of reasons to not trust, a lot of fear maybe, you know, of doing something like this. Yet, because he's a director with a vision who I admire, I said, I can trust this guy. And that's what you want when you're an actor, because then you're free to make mistakes, to take chances. And in the end, you potentially can deliver something that's much more really great or exciting or interesting. You know, the results will be more interesting than if you're just going to rely on the things that you already did.
That are safer.
Yeah, safer, exactly. But, you know, it's hard, because sometimes you do a film and the director's an unknown. And you have to say, well, we're going to go in there with the right attitude and hope that this person has the vision or the talent to be able to pull it off. And, you know, I realize that I can help often in that case. But, you know, the best situation is to be working with a director with a vision, who wants to do something unique. It makes it everything easier when you're working with good people. So I can only be really as good often as the directors that I'm working with.
Here, also, as we mentioned before, as a juror in the official competition, what are you looking for in a film?
Well, there's seven of us in the jury. It's really great to see so many movies and be with this jury. I really like this group of people that we've been together with. What's hard for me is I don't know that I like doing it's not a horse race, you know. It's not like, and yet I'm participating in it, because it's nice to honor great work, right? To give these, to honor great work when somebody does something worthwhile. However, it's not, like I said, it's not a horse race. It's not, you know, it's not a soccer match. There's no winner, loser. There's no loser really here. I think there's some people that win out and do well because they get acknowledged and for their work. So, but for me, what I look for in a film often is, and it's a very broad term, but it's that it has heart, you know, that it has heart, you know, in it. And I think that's, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a gentle film that's a sentimental film at all, not at all. It can be a brutal, tough film, but I think you can feel it. There's something about some authenticity and heart is very important for me, you know, and what I'm looking for. So, you know, here we've seen films from all over the world, you know, and different types of film. You have to kind of also look at what the director, what the filmmaker's trying to say, or what they want to say, or what they're, you know, and if they're, are they executing that, you know.
And I agree. We're always the same people that loved watching films when we were younger, you know. I think the right attitude will be always that. Even if when you're film critic or film journalist, I'm always saying, okay, yes, I know a lot about cinema right now after so many years, but the attitude, you know, towards films is always the same, to feel it in a way.
Yeah, you know, so. And you know, I had a friend of mine who was a teacher of screenwriting at New York University. He used to say to me, he tells the students, don't worry about the story. Don't worry about the story. Just worry about the characters. Keep building the characters. Keep building the characters, because the characters ultimately will tell the story. I believe it's true, you know? Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys. Thanks for this award, man. This is fantastic. This is really beautiful. This
We're very happy that you accepted it, that you were with us today. And good luck with your with tonight's awards. Oh, yes. Let's see.
The final evening of the festival. Thanks a lot to Mr. Matt Dillon for having been with us, the recipient of the Fred Award Venice 2020. I'm Angelo Cerbi with Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.